Jesse and Molly walked away from the water now, over to where the party had been held. The kids had at least cleaned up after themselves, Jesse had to admit, around the fire pit. He found a couple stray cans, a few cigarette butts. That was it. Night of fun. Until Jack Carlyle had wandered off. They'd find out, sooner rather than later, if there had been other witnesses to the fight. Scott Ford said he couldn't even remember exactly where they'd been when the punches had been exchanged in the night. He said he had put Jack Carlyle on the ground, said when he realized they'd turned the whole night into Stupidville, he reached down and tried to help Jack up, but had his hand slapped away. That was when Scott Ford had walked back toward the party. They would find out eventually if Jack ever came back. Jack's girlfriend was at the party, Jesse said. Ainsley, Molly said. The doctor's daughter, Jesse said. Concierge doctors, if you please, Molly said. Do we know if she went looking for him? Jesse said. One of the things I plan to ask her when she gets home from school, Molly said. They were walking to where Jesse had parked his Explorer when they saw Nellie Schaffner waving and heading their way. Weren't the two of you supposed to meet at the malt shop after your last class? Molly said to Jesse. Is there no end to your dated references? I try so hard to be good, Molly said. Try harder, Jesse said. Nellie got right to it. Something else she always did. Something else about her that Jesse found appealing. Her not talking just to talk. Jesse had always thought small talk shortened your life. The fight was over a girl, Nellie said. We already know that, Molly said. She smiled at Nellie. But no worries, Molly said. It won't affect your final grade. She told Jesse she'd wait in the car. Jesse and Nellie watched her go. You think maybe she and I can be friends? Nellie said.
Maybe you can get her to adopt you, Jesse said.
You got anything I can use for my story? Nellie said.
No.
Hey, she said, I helped you out today.
Now Jesse started walking toward the Explorer. Okay, here's what I got for you, he said. Ready? She took out her notebook. No comment, Jesse said.
Wait a second, Nellie said, walking faster to keep up. I thought the rules of engagement between us had changed.
They haven't, Jesse said.
So we're back to playing it that way? She said.
We never stopped, Jesse said.
Wow, she said.
We're friends with benefits, Jesse said. Just not those kind of benefits.